This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, Sirius XM Channel 158. So many ways to take us in, and you just have to pick one of them. We appreciate that you do. It's Gil Alexander. That right there is Kelly Bidlin, my little buddy. Less than two bills, Kelly Bidlin. You stopping? Or?
I mean, today. We'll see. Check with me on Monday.
You're not trying to lose more, right?
I don't know. I'm grinding, man. I'm doing my thing.
Oh, man. It's enough already. You look good.
I'm lifting. If some fat comes off, some fat comes off.
Hey, I hear you on that. Okay. Yeah.
That's the goal. Replace that fat with muscle.
Apologize. This is a great tweet. Shrek McPhee. Chris Velika standing by the way, to talk World Cup with us. He's got a play in every single game today and tomorrow.
Nice.
Looking forward to that here momentarily. And then Steve Fezzik. Fezzik Friday's coming up, including a blackjack brain twister. You got it pretty quick, though, right?
Yeah, relatively.
Yeah. It took me a sec. This is from Shrek McPhee. Did you see this? He says, I'm glad Texas Tech, he says, solved all of the Sorsby drama by posting a 20-minute video on non-biased info from their own leadership. Clown show. This could wreck college football for good. Did you see this 20-minute video they put out?
No.
It was like their AD, their president, their guy for, I don't know what the heck some of the titles were. It was like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Dude, I've also gone from caring a lot about this to it's become such a clown show that it's like, it's hard to follow. It's hard to understand all these sides.
What was amazing about it was exactly the conversation you and I had at the end of the Sia Najad segment earlier this week, which was you saying, very, very justifiably, you saying, you know, shouldn't Texas Tech do the right thing, basically, you were saying this. And I was like, they should, but they won't because their college football, all they care about is money, right? And sure enough, that's the position they're taking, essentially, in a nutshell, is, hey, look, this was a legal process. We had nothing to do with it. So the judge said, okay, so we welcome, and we were very concerned about his mental health, right? They take that approach.
So I get the part I don't understand, and maybe Chris Velika can answer this as well as anybody.
Yes.
The part I don't understand, though, is because we've seen this in the past, right? If all the legal stuff clears up, and he was deemed ineligible by the NCAA originally, then anything that he plays in every game, every stat that's recorded through the season could be completely killed and wiped off the record books, right? Like, that's what I would think, which means you're putting your entire season and every single athlete that plays on that team, their season and futures in jeopardy, not just one kid.
I'm nodding quietly. I'm nodding because
this is the part I don't understand.
Kelly, that's one of any number of things that people have come up with, which get right. That Todd was saying, we're off air, is like, why wouldn't a team just not, you know, not show up or show up and I can't remember what his scenario was, but you can make a mockery of this so many ways. Chris Velika, if only we had somebody who watches college football or follows it closely. Chris Velika, the Bear from Fox Sports, joins us now, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Before we get to his World Cup plays, maybe he would like to chime in on this travesty.
I borrowed Todd's idea this morning in a couple of hits that I've done, and I love it. I love the idea.
Which was what?
You know what? You get... Gambling's fine. We college players can bet. It's okay. The court said it's good. So you know what? East Texas, Abilene, New Mexico School of whoever is playing Texas Tech. You know what? They don't have any NIL money. You know what, guys? Go out and bet whatever you can on Texas Tech minus 57 points. Texas Tech team total over. Go out and basically lay down and throw the game. And you know what? We don't have any NIL, but you know what? We're going to go there. We're going to lose 100-0. And you guys are going to be able to make a ton of money on the game because of that. Yeah, make an utter, total, complete mockery of it because that's what Texas Tech is doing. If you need a 22-minute video to explain why a guy should be able to play, here's a spoiler alert. He probably shouldn't be playing. It's like these choose your own adventure. Remember the old choose your own adventure books? If you want to go down path B, go to page 72. If you want to get in the plane and fly to Italy, go to page 42. Like, every bit, everything that they have done along the way in this PR campaign has been the exact opposite of what you should be doing. And the other thing that gets me too is like, we care about his well-being. We want to make it right, and he needs to be on the field. No, he doesn't. He needs to be on the field playing in order to actually care about him, to get him right, and his mental health and anxiety and his gambling problem that he has. He's got to be on the field for you to be able to help him do that. Come on, man.
Hey, listen, Chris, you don't understand, because what I really gleaned above all from the video was Texas Tech is the paragon of dealing with this sort of crisis and this sort of issue. That was the other thing that like shone through for me, is how academic institutions in this country overrate their importance in the ecosystem. Yeah. It is just mind numbing. Yes, Texas Tech, everybody looks to you for these matters. Oh God, it was just vomitous.
And Joey McGuire is awesome. Met him. I've had him on my show. He's great, but it's like, I love the, and you know how you always like to do like the old truth serum thing? Yeah. Like, if you give them truth serum, if you give Joey McGuire and Kirby Hoke a truth serum here, what do they really think? Oh, by the way, speaking of overstating your importance in the universe, check out the Pablo Torre and the Adam Crafton athletic deal about FIFA and how FIFA like is like selling LA on like, and we'll put LA on the map, and it's like unbelievable, like complete, like zero comprehension of what you really are in the universe. Hollywood, the Lakers, Dodgers, Tinseltown, but it's going to be the World Cup quarterfinal at SoFi. That's what's going to put LA on the map.
Thank God for FIFA. Wait till they find out about LA. Wow.
What would California tourism do?
Well, that's a good segue to the World Cup. How did you do yesterday, by the way, to start?
Losing day. I got in live on Mexico to win 2-0, which was good. But yeah, the higher scoring half, second half didn't work out. Mexico played for what? A half hour, a man up, and couldn't put another one in the second half. So we dropped that. And then my shots a goal prop last night with Dude Schultz was a loser because he got subbed, which was weird. Czechia pulled both he and Thomas Schick, their two best offensive players, and when they were up 1-0. And wow, look at this. They didn't score the rest of the match, and they wound up losing 2-1. So, yeah, it was a meh day. Nothing too bad, but well, long tourney.
Announcers pointed that out when Korea got the equalizer, and then when they got the go-ahead, it's like, now what is Czechia going to do with those guys off the field? Yep. All right, today, another doubleheader, day-night doubleheader. Bosnia, Canada to start things off. USA, Paraguay tonight. And then tomorrow, a quadruple header as we get off as the tournament gets off in earnest, starting tomorrow with four games. Okay, let's do them in chronological order. Bosnia and Canada first.
I hear there's a lot of love for Bosnia double chance out there. I mean, I get it. Canada is shorthanded or so, but I went with Canada shot attempts over 13.5 at minus 105. I can see Canada, while they don't have Davies and Jonathan Davis and Bambino, it might not be out, and Kyle Lahren haven't been in that form. This is going to be a team, I think. Bosnia is an older team, kind of defensive-minded. A lot of people thought this was going to be Italy, who Canada would be playing today, but it is not. I played the overshot attempt 13.5 on Canada. I think you're going to see maybe not a lot of goals, but you could see a lot of just ridiculous long-distance shots that go wide and don't even go on target. Remember, it's not shots on goal. It's total shots. So over 13.5 shots for Canada was the way I played the afternoon game today.
I love when you do that little note at the end again. Shot attempts,
not
shots
sog.
On goal.
Not a sog.
Not a sog. That's right. Okay.
So it also, wait, just to clarify even further, Chris, so does that, what's a shot then? Just literally it getting kicked toward the goal? Like, does it have to be saved
or
target?
Header? Yeah, anything that is deemed as an attempt to put the ball on target,
Okay.
Whether it's a header or a shot, anything along those lines.
Now, is on target.
Deemed. Right. So there is some subjectivity.
So is it like hockey where if the goalie goes outside of the target and makes the save, is that still a shot?
A gray area, I believe. Okay. I'm not 100% certain because there have been some issues. I know Jonathan David has talked about that with some of the shot props in the NHL playoffs this year where they just haven't quite added up and they've gone back and made corrections to the box score as well.
Tonight, the United States of America in action against Paraguay.
Let's go.
Surely we win this one, right, Chris? Right?
Oh, clearly. Rocking chair. No sweat at all. No concern. Wrong.
Yeah.
I can see Paraguay really bunkering in here. They did not concede very much during qualifying. And I don't know if you've caught on to this the last couple of major competitions, but the U.S. scored 6 goals in 7 games, both in the World Cup and in Copa America, the last 2 competitions they've been in. Paraguay, I think this might be a game where they're trying to get a point out of it. They may be without Julio Enciso, their best and most creative offensive-minded player. So I can see Paraguay coming out, making it really difficult for the U.S. to score in the first half. Maybe we get a nil-nil. I'm going to play halftime draw, U.S. to win at plus 420. Ooh. Is how I looked at it, because I do think the U.S. will have difficulty scoring early on, and I think finally in the second half someone makes a play, someone creates that magical moment, and the U.S. does get all 3 points out of this. But I don't think it's going to be comfortable by any means.
Halftime draw, USA win, pays plus 420. I'll take that.
Yeah,
we'll take that.
I think I will too.
As long as USA wins.
The handicap sounds good. Now all it's got to do is win, right?
That's all.
Easy
soccer thing's always been easy for us. Quadruple header tomorrow. He's got to play on all of them. And then some futures in the World Cup from Chris Felica. More with him next on A Numbers Game. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real. Mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, Kelly, you know how we're in that Splash Sports World Cup Survivor contest?
Yes, sir.
Can I interest you in a Splash Sports High Stakes U.S. Open Challenge?
Bet you can.
Live, $500 to enter for a shot at $100,000 guaranteed. Remember, the U.S. Open Golf is next week. Here's how it works. You pick 6 golfers, one from each of 6 tiers that they create. Your top 5 scores count. Your worst golfer gets dropped. Lowest score wins, so it's all about finding value across the board, not just stacking the favorites. Multiple entries are allowed, like they were in the World Cup Survivor. So build a few different lineups and increase your shot at that $100,000 prize. Now, right now, new players using promo code VSIN get a 50% deposit match up to $100, a free Quick Picks entry up to $20, and a 100% Quick Picks payout boost on an entry up to $20. Sign up now at splashsports.com and use code VSIN. Got to be 21 and over, must be present in select states. See site for full rules and details. Ooh, you're all over that.
Let's go. Yeah, I just pulled up U.S. Open odds, which actually have begun to shift. Scotty Scheffler getting a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Plus 455.
Here we go.
Rory plus 940. John Rahm plus 1025. This is over at DraftKings. And then I thought this was curious at the beginning of the week. You have seen Bryson DeChambeau right behind John Rahm on most of these U.S. Open odds boards. He finally has plummeted. You can get him at 27-1 now.
Stringfellow Hawk on Twitter. Gil with the 90s Mad Cobra reference. You down like 4 flat tires, he tells me. Thank you, Stringfellow. I knew somebody would pick up on it. Kelly didn't.
No, I did not.
Flex.
I like the down like 4 flat tires, though.
Time to have. Matt Warrior 013, brace yourself for multiple "my girlfriend is just like clotted cream" tweets. That's right. After Alex Blowers, our resident Brit, said that the clotted cream is thick and delicious. Bill Walsh says, just so there's no confusion, clotted cream, thick and delicious. Delicious Gil's neighbor, just thick.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Patrick Kelly, I heard Gil's enthusiasm about Tigers and clotted cream. You could only think Fezzik. Go! go. The old right angle sports routine. Chris Velika joins us for a second segment. We got to get to Chris because he's got a bunch more plays. Four tomorrow. There's four matches in the World Cup tomorrow. Quadruple header. He has a play at each, and he's got some futures. Chris, welcome back. By the way, you can follow Chris at Chris Velika, F-A-L-L-I-C-A, on the old Twitter machine. You may know him as the Bear at Fox Sports. Chris, tomorrow, quadruple header. Let's start with Kotter in Switzerland.
Hey, I'll just rip through him here if you don't mind.
Please.
You can yell at me and cut me off if need be. But yeah, this is kind of like a square to the square, obvious type of play. Brelan Embolo would score anytime for Switzerland, minus 105. He's their best player. He's their best goal scorer. He scored a couple times in the World Cup. Scored, led them in goal scoring in the qualifiers of the World Cup. I think they thought Dan Ndoye would be their leading goal scorer, but he has not really produced many goals on the international level. So I played Brelan Embolo at minus 105 to score anytime. And you can get him at around plus 225 or so still to lead Switzerland in goals for the tournament. So that might be something to look at as well. The second game, Brazil-Morocco. I play both teams to score here. Morocco, they do have a couple of injuries now. Abda Ezzalouli, I believe is how you say his name. He's out with an injury, but they still do have Brahim Diaz. Yeah, Ayub Kalakabahi as well is someone who is a really young, good attacking player. They've kind of went from more of a defense. I think Paul Carr has talked about this as well, how they've kind of changed their focus now from going from defense and being more attacking. So they have a bunch of guys who can score goals, and I think they will, because Brazil, I don't think this is a great Brazil team at all. Despite having Gabriel on defense, in the middle of their defense, along with him and Marquinhos and Alisson Becker in goal, they still conceded in every single one of their final five friendlies going into the World Cup. The midfield, I think, is old. Obviously, with Rafinha and Vini Jr., they should score goals. So I played both teams to score the yes there, minus 105. I think you're going to get a situation here where both teams go for it, because the winner of this group, I think, gets a big, big advantage on staying on the right side of the bracket. So I think we're going to get goals here, both teams to score. Haiti-Scotland. On the other hand, probably won't be one of the more exciting. I shouldn't say that. It might be exciting. It'd be entertaining. I played Haiti under 3.5 corners here at minus 136. If Haiti were to get a result here in the competition, you'd have to think it would be against Scotland. And they're not a very deep team. They're not the most skilled team or the best team. So while they're fresh, while they're healthy against the other, like the team that's third in the group, you would think that they would get it here. But the way Haiti play, it's kind of defend and counter. So they're not going to have very much of the ball. They're not going to have very many good scoring chances. The Scotland defense should not be under much pressure in a situation where kind of put the ball out of bounds behind the goal and concede many corners. So under 3.5 corners is what I'm looking at there. And then the final game, which I know everyone will be up at midnight Eastern tomorrow into the wee hours watching Turkey and Australia. Australia, another team that likes to kind of pack it in, play down low, not allow a lot of scoring opportunities. It can be difficult to break through. But I think rather than try and pass through it, I think the best way to try and get through it is just put the ball on goal, take shots, maybe get a rebound, loose ball, catch someone out of position that way. And I think that leads to Kenny Yildiz to have a shot prop over 2.5 at plus 115. He's for those who follow Serie A, he's Juventus's best player. So I would expect him to be a vital cog tomorrow night in trying to get Turkey at the 3 points that they probably should walk out with. I did think of a couple of other ways to play this. I thought over 3.5 cards might be a way to go here. For those who remember Turkey in Euros a couple of years ago, very chippy, scrappy team. There were a lot of cards in their matches. I just don't know if right out of the gate against Australia that will happen. So I'll opt for the Yildiz prop to be my top play here.
All right, and if anybody missed any of those, we will repeat them by the end of the show, all of Chris's plays today and tomorrow. By the way, Haiti and Scotland, once again, traditional rivalry. Those two sides can't stand each other. All right, and if you thought Chris was done with World Cup futures, you would be mistaken. The floor is yours. No. What do you have here?
No, and this is these should still be up because none of these teams have played or none of their groups have played yet. So, in getting back to the kind of that we were talking about, the Splash Survivor, I think there were two auto uses in Survivor. They were Austria and Uruguay in the group stages to use. And I'll explain as I go through here. Switzerland to advance further than Austria, big, big price. Both are going to get out of their group. And yet, and the thing with these bets are, if they go to the same, if they advance to the same round and get eliminated the same round, it's no action, refund. So that's why I'm a little more apt to lay a big number here.
Yeah.
But Austria should likely finish second in their group, which means they are going to play Spain in the first round. That they're drawn dead right there.
Not good.
So Austria is not going to get to the round of 16. Switzerland will get to the knockout round, have a chance to get to the round of 16. So I laid the big number there. Same thing with Uruguay. Uruguay will likely finish second in their group, which means they're going to play Argentina in the round of 32. That you're not going to use Uruguay there again. And Colombia to advance for, I think Colombia is a team that could advance. They'll probably finish second in their group to Portugal and give them a path to move on through. So at the minimum, it's going to be no action. You're going to get your money back. And then the other one is Belgium to advance further than Norway. Norway, a lot of love. But I think there's a path where they finish third in that group behind France and Senegal, and they get a really, really difficult first-round match depending on where they ultimately land. Belgium are going to win that group. They will have a very, very favorable draw to get to the quarterfinal. So Belgium to advance further than Norway, minus 145. As much difficulty as Argentina have had scoring, they are still a pain in the you-know-what to score upon. Kind of a grizzled veteran defense. So I played Argentina to win their group without conceding or advance without conceding at 6-1. And then Curaçao, bottom feeder in the Germany, Ivory Coast, Ecuador group. I don't think they're going to get a single point out of that. I think Spain should roar through their group, collect all 9 points. And then Iraq, I can't see them getting a result either. So those bottom four were available on DraftKings. The other three, you probably have to look around a little bit.
Interesting point for Survivor players about the auto advance out of the group stage for both Austria and Uruguay. Did you end up entering, or are you banned in Connecticut from doing so?
I am banned from entering in Connecticut, but I made the drive to Massachusetts where I can. Massachusetts, you can't play college related splash, but you can do other things. Connecticut, you can't enter anything. But I drove to Massachusetts, entered, and then made my picks when I came back into Connecticut yesterday.
That's awesome.
I got a couple combinations, Uruguay and Austria on all of them, and then a combination of Egypt, Bosnia, Norway, Czechia, USA on the others.
Chris, you're talking to the two guys where we're clearly the two guys to beat. So
maybe we'll see you at the finish line.
Maybe we'll see you.
If you get there.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope I make it.
Meet you at the quarterback. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Very good.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
You know what I learned yesterday? That Jalen Brunson is married to Allie Marks, and she's a doctor. Championship season is here, and VSiN Pro can help you bet it smarter. For a limited time, lock in early bird pricing on our football season special for just $175. The sooner you sign up, the more value you get. With full access to everything we do across every sport through the Super Bowl, that means the NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Final, World Cup, plus MLB all summer long. You also get daily best bets, real-time betting splits, AI-powered prop projections, and 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. And on June 22nd, 10 days from now, we will release our NFL betting guide. That's for futures, win totals, division races, full season ahead. Kelly Billen has already made his first plays. He will not reveal it here. You must get the guy.
That's right.
So what he does, head to VSiN.com/subscribe now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. All right.
I don't know where that Allie Marks line came from, but well done.
You know, she's a doctor.
I had to go Google her. I'm like, is she famous or something?
Exactly. It's exactly what my mom would say. You know, Gilly, she's a doctor. That's just one of the great revelations of the day yesterday for me. Here are my World Cup bets. And yes, let me just explain to you. We all should have a friend like Joe Pita, who casually texted me yesterday the exact final scores of both games before both games. I'm going to go 2-0, Gil, on Mexico, and then the 2-1 over South Korea. So it was a monster day just because I have Joe as a friend. By the way, I had other stuff that I did on my own. I had Mexico first half yesterday, might as well have a goal. I had Korea outright.
Wow. Soccer better, Gil Alexander.
No,
watch out.
No, and this is the reason, and it's literally, like, can I tell you, this is the thing about sports betting, and it needs to be said, right? I can slave over 100 tennis matches to try to grind out a profit.
Yep.
I can have well-conceived futures like the Spurs at 19-1 made on Christmas Day, only perhaps, right, to end in heartbreak. Will Hill can tell you about heartbreaking futures, right? Or literally 5 minutes before a game, you can be like, let me try this exact score.
That's how it goes.
That's how sports betting is. Here's what I have. Morocco to beat Brazil tomorrow, +458. We'll get to our survivor plays. Let's just put it this way. Kelly and I are sharing two. The only thing we have in common on both is Morocco. So Morocco better get it done, if not against Brazil, than Haiti and Scotland, which is why we've got Morocco getting through. But I have them +458 versus Brazil tomorrow. That is based on all the love given on this show by all of our soccer experts.
Yeah, survivor-wise, we'd take a draw, but I'll be rooting for that W.
Yeah. USA stage of elimination. I love the Paul Carr line. USA stage of elimination, par is the round of 16. I say exactly the round of 16 at 3-1.
I like it.
Can't be earlier, can't be later. Group C exacta, 0-1-2. Morocco and Brazil in that order, +650. Group F exacta, Netherlands, Japan, 1-2, +270. Group G exacta, Belgium and Egypt, +140. And group J, kills me, these letters.
I know, right?
Group J exacta, Argentina, Austria, 0-1-2, +140. Golden Boot, Mikel Oyarzabal at 11-1. And then the FIFA Young Player Award, I couldn't believe this price, Lamine Yamal of España, +155. You, sir.
If old Oyarzabal wins, the books are going to be hurting.
Feels like it.
Yeah, that is. I feel like almost everybody we've heard talk World Cup has brought that one up. I was listening to a podcast a couple days ago with one of the guys from The Ringer, and he brought it up like around that price, and he was like, he could not believe it. It had plummeted to that number. He was like, this opened at like 45. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, everybody's been betting it. Okay, futures for me, France to win the World Cup, 5-1. France to reach quarters, -125. Portugal to reach the quarters, +125. Belgium to reach the quarters, 2-1. Norway to reach the quarterfinals, +235. Group bets, Morocco to win Group C, 4-1. Belgium to win Group G, -238. Colombia to win Group K, +260. Curaçao, lowest scoring team with Felica there, +650. Converted penalty kicks over 55.
Love it.
Can't wait to root on every penalty kick, which also means I'm going to be yelling at anybody who misses one. Erling Haaland over 3.5 goals. My guy, the Josh Allen of soccer.
More accurately, you're going to be rooting for all these games to get to penalty kicks, which is going to be the annoying guy in the bar. Well, that
too. I'm thinking about the guy, though, so like, you know, when the guy gets tripped up in the box and everybody's like, oh, no, it's a penalty kick. It shouldn't be a penalty kick. I'll first be rooting for the ref to rule it a penalty kick, and then if that guy goes to the spot and misses, I'm going to be yelling at him.
You're going to be the guy in the sports book or the bar that's yelling, park the bus, over and over at these teams. Just get to penalty kicks. Again, over 55, we sort of, with Paul Carr, did the math on this. If you had five matches get to penalty kicks,
mm-hmm.
The conversion rate, he said, is just shy of 4 of 5. But let's just, for easy math, say 4 of 5. You would be at 40 already at that point. 40 made. So that's what you're really rooting for, 5 of those. Much more interesting than all of that, though, is Survivor, which it's not football-level obsession, but I can see it getting there as this goes on. The task in the Splash Sports, the VSiN Splash Sports Survivor Contest, to get 4 through the group stage. South Korea, Morocco, USA, and Senegal, for me, was the one I created. We're sharing them, though. These are both of ours. And the South Korea victory last night over Czechia is a hell of a start.
Hell yeah, it is.
So there you go.
I just like that we did do this as, like, what would our mock entries be before Gil and I decided to enter it.
That's right.
And then we did, once we decided to enter it, we did so much extra work.
Yes.
That we ended up just being like, let's just put the two things in that we made mocks for.
And by extra work, we mean no work at all.
Yeah, we just used the two we came up with.
Mm-hmm. All right, you and the one you came up with?
Morocco, Uruguay, Norway, Croatia.
All right, Uruguay was one of Felica's auto
mm-hmm.
advances in Survivor.
That they were.
Okay.
Does sound like very, very good chance we could get them in Argentina in that first knockout round, which would be huge. Huge rivalry right away. That's where, like, the new format, man, you do get some, like, there's some downsides, there's some upsides, too, because you could get some much bigger matchups earlier in the knockout stages than you would usually.
If so, when we get, let's assume, you know what they say about assuming, but let's assume we get to the we get our two entries through, and when we have a round of 32 selections to make, or let's say we only get one entry through. All right, let's say we get 7 of 8, only one entry gets through. How are you? Let's say you and I have a dispute. You like one side, I like another one. How are we going to settle this? A bare knuckles. I don't want to do bare fisted boxing with you because you'll poke my eye out. I know how you play.
Why don't we just, we'll do it like old Game of Thrones style. We'll get champions. Mm. I get Chris Foster. Is he the number one draft pick back there, Danny? I get Chris Foster. You can draft someone from the crew to fight in your place.
Oh.
Because we can't have messed up faces. We have to get on TV, you know?
Who do I think would be feisty enough to take down Chris Foster? Lair Bear.
Yeah, I would go Larry.
Lair Bear, you're my guy.
Let's put it this way. There's no way Larry fights clean. He fights dirty for sure.
Why'd you get the first pick?
He's going to bite kneecaps. He's going to do anything.
That's my guy. Let's go Larry. World Cup, Kelly asked each of our soccer experts on this show, would you ask him? He said, hey, of all those picks you had.
Yeah, what's your favorite single? The one question everybody asks anybody who handicaps a sport you're unfamiliar with. Okay, cool. I see you got a lot of bets. What's your favorite single bet?
I thought the interesting part about this is it took them 2.5 seconds to get back to you.
Yeah, Dallin Cuff took like 40 minutes, and he was like by far the slowest one.
Hmm. All right, Paul Carr's favorite of all of his, Colombia to win Group K, plus 250.
Paul Carr, who's, I think safe to say, Danny, his schedule will be TBD with us through the World Cup as he is working maybe the hardest, probably the hardest. Of all four of these guys. But I'm going to go, as you go through these, I'll give everybody's schedules for the show.
Oh, that's fun. Refresher on Paul Carr's Colombia pick to win Group K at plus 250. That is the group with Uzbekistan, not a threat. The Democratic Republic of Congo. Pardon me.
I did the same thing yesterday.
The Democratic Republic of Congo and Portugal. Portugal is obviously the side that they would have to overcome here to win Group K at plus 250. Chris Velika, by the way, Portugal is the minus 215 favorite, followed by Colombia at plus 240 in Group K. Congo 14-1, Uzbekistan 35-1 if you're scoring at home. Chris Velika's favorite play of all of his, over 4.5 penalty shootouts. So this is the cousin of your...
Right.
Over 55 made penalty kicks.
Yeah, this is me tailing Felica and going a slightly different direction.
It's like what Fezzik does. He goes, I take your bet and I make it better.
Yeah.
He's called the great aggregator for a reason. It's like Quincy Jones. He goes, we take Michael and we raise Michael up. Talking about the Thriller album. Drew Dinsick.
Chris will be on with us still on Friday's normally scheduled time, and then we will be adding another day for Felica. He'll be on with us twice a week during the World Cup.
Oh, Drew Dinsick, Argentina to reach the final, plus 440.
Dinsick in his normal time slot, Tuesdays, he gets two segments.
I love that you're serious about the schedules.
And
this is fun. Dallin Cuff, Turkey to win Group D.
Hates America. Dallin Cuff, who clearly hates America.
What's his schedule?
Mondays. He will be joining us every Monday here through the World Cup.
Clearly hates America. USA, the short shot to win Group D, plus 140, followed by Turkey at plus 175. Paraguay and Australia bringing up the rear. Okay. NBA Finals. Series player props. Let's take a look at those. And then Steve Fezzik for Fezzik Fridays on the other side with a blackjack brain teaser, among other stuff. Coming up on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game.
Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander alongside Gelly Bidlin.
Hello.
Producer number 9. So much more than a producer. We get tweets beating the book. This is from Nicholas Griggs, who asks me, do you like Rakhimova today? Kamila Rakhimova plus 370. So I haven't released any grass court tennis this week. I'm betting them on my own, but I'm sort of like just waiting for the numbers to manifest and just seeing what's going on with the numbers. So far, so good, by the way. Kind of sorry I haven't released them, but so far, so good. And today, I would have been 2-1. I would have lost on Tatiana Maria as a huge dog against Rybakina, but I would have won on Rakhimova and I would have won on Raducanu. Now, because the rain has happened in this tournament, those two ladies just played their matches. They are now going to play each other on the same day.
Oh my gosh. Tennis doubleheaders.
Yeah. So just based on that alone, I wouldn't necessarily go. But no, the answer to your question is, Nicholas Griggs, plus 370 is way too big of a dog. I get your point. But Raducanu's grass numbers are better. So I wouldn't play it. And also because it's a doubleheader tennis match. I wouldn't touch it. Will he be betting? Gil, how nice is this? Will he be betting? Gil, I call this playlist Carolina Wedding Seasoning. Felt like this would get you in the mood to party at a wedding while also enjoying some local North Carolina greats. Editor's choice, Umphrey's McGee, Can't Rock My Dream Face. He made a whole Apple Music Carolina Wedding Seasoning playlist.
Wow.
Thank you, Willie B. Benton. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you.
Very nice. Maybe we can help him out with a cover for the album. I think we can.
But you don't like his cover? You don't like his artwork? Artwork?
Sorry, but I like ours better.
DJ Jams. Morning, gents. I often get DraftKings/FanDuel free bets, quote unquote, $25 to $100, where if I lose, I get bonus bets back. I usually throw them on lottery parlays. Newsflash, my way is not working. Can you ask Fezzik the best way to actually use these offers? Thanks. Listen. You have the right idea where, like, plus money, I just wouldn't do the parlays. But we'll ask Fezzik what he would do. I would take dogs, though.
Yeah,
straight dogs.
I can relate, though, because it is something, you know, we used to get a lot of these questions, right, when we were 7-8 years ago and all the books were popping up and they were giving all these great offers and promos and everything. And we would always say, hey, we can try to help you, but we're not really presented with the same opportunities/issues, right?
Yeah.
Now, MGM, Caesars have done a much better job recently of giving these things. I only chuckle because I can relate to this because there will be things like I open up my MGM app and it's like, wow, 25% profit boost up to $100 on a World Cup match. Like, I'm gonna use this.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious because, like, what, I don't know. Would I? It's only $100. Would I bet $100 otherwise on a World Cup match without a 25% profit boost? No, I probably wouldn't, Gil. I wouldn't. It's great marketing by the sports books.
It's all marketing. Let's talk about player props in the NBA Finals. We've checked back in with this periodically during the conference finals series and also during the NBA Finals. Now we are obviously through 4 games. We don't know if there's going to be 5, 6, or 7 games played. So these could be one-game bets, a one-game horizon, in other words, 2 or 3 games, depending on how the Spurs do starting tomorrow night in San Antonio, where they try to keep the series alive in game 5 down 3-1.
Which makes it a really fun, like another fun time to check in on.
Totally agree.
Because it could be one game or it could be 3.
Let's give an example of that. Let's talk about total points. Now, Jalen Brunson has 118 total points. Victor Wembanyama has 111 through four games, pardon me. OG Anunoby, perhaps the MVP, has 95. Now, here's the deal. Look at the odds. So Wembanyama is 7 points down on Brunson, trails Brunson by 7. Anunoby trails Brunson by 23. Now, the odds reflect that, but they also reflect this sort of, we don't know if there's 1 more game, 2 more games, or 3 more games. Because if you knew there were going to be 3 more games, right, Brunson would, I don't know if he would be this big of a favorite. Maybe he would be. I could be wrong about that.
I think these would be about the same. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
On points, maybe it would be the same. Maybe it would be the same.
And like, not a bet here for me, Gil, if I had to, though, it would be lay the 215 with Brunson.
You know, she's a doctor.
That was funny.
Brunson minus 215?
If I had to. Okay. It would not be a bet, but... Yeah.
Well, and then there's then some people might say, right, well, if the Spurs are to come back, it's going to be because Victor goes crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there is a case to be made for the plus 170 if you have Spurs conviction.
Mm-hmm.
How about total made threes? This one is, of course, much more volatile. OG Anunoby currently, through four games, has the most made threes. He's got 15 of them. Devin Vassell of the Spurs has 12 made threes. Julian Champagny has 11 made threes. Thus far, Jalen Brunson has 10 made threes. Victor Wembanyama has 8 made threes. You aware that he's 7'5 and he's got 8 made threes?
That's crazy, dude.
We just sort of like, you know, pass that off like it's a normal thing. So OG is minus 475. Like, he's a monster favorite. Now, this what I was saying earlier, really applies more to this. If you knew we had three games left as opposed to one, there's no chance you lay minus 475. But if you think there's one game left and that the Spurs right. are cooked, maybe you could get closer to that number. Maybe you'd be like, oh, I will lay that.
Yeah, yeah. If this is, if you like the Knicks
yes.
tomorrow night, you're either betting OG Anunoby in this market or you're not making a bet at all.
Correct.
If you like the Spurs tomorrow night,
oh, you're absolutely taking a shot on Champagny, I would say, at 15 to 1.
Yeah, Vassell, Champagny, yeah, you're probably right. I would go Champagny, too, just because the difference in the odds there with him only being one back. But, yeah, you can definitely make a case for these longer shots with Vassell and Champagny if you like the Spurs to extend the series.
And that's what makes these kinds of bets so, mm-hmm. so cool, because you just don't know. You just don't know how many games left we're going to have left. One, two, or three with the Knicks up 3-1. Let's take a look at another market here.
Go rebounds. We're actually, I would have a bet.
So rebounds, Cat actually leads Wembanyama by one, 43-42. Josh Hart, so close behind them at 38. Remember, he had the 15 rebound game in game number one. And if you look at the odds here, Wembanyama, a tick of a favorite, one rebound trailing Cat. Wembanyama's a tick of a favorite, minus 115 versus plus 105. Hart, who is five rebounds down from Karl-Anthony Towns, is 25-1. And you say you would have a bet here.
Now, I'm going to guess that if you liked Josh Hart here, you probably already had a Josh Hart to lead the series in rebounds ticket from before the series. So I think he's interesting, right? This is another one. If it's one game, it's a lot to ask. I think you should be getting longer odds than 25-1 on Josh
Correct.
Hart.
Correct.
But like, I also don't hate it. I don't hate it. I don't really know how is Cat one rebound? He's one rebound above Victor Wembanyama, and I'm getting plus money on him. That would be my bet. I don't care if it ends. I don't care if it ends tomorrow night. I don't care if it goes three more games. I think that is still the better bet.
I'm actually not drawn to this one as much as I was the three pointers made.
Look, this is the
I would follow my Spurs conviction. I would go Julian Champagny at 15-1.
I liked that one there, too. But this is the Karl-Anthony Towns over the past couple rounds has been the more consistent rebounder. I think Mitchell Robinson's having issues playing regular minutes on the court. The one thing, look, the Cat issue, and this is a Knicks issue, too, overall, is if we continue to see tomorrow night, and then if there are more games, what we saw early in game four, which has been a problem for Cat at many points in his career, foul trouble. He likes to swipe and use his hands a lot on defense and a little bit out of control sometimes. If he can get in foul trouble, then you're probably dead in markets like this. Because as you saw also in game four, even if they're up 27 points, Wemby's still going to play 44 minutes for whatever reason. But overall, I mean, Karl-Anthony Towns, 10 rebounds, 8 rebounds, 13, 12 in this series. He's had a more consistent rebounding series, more consistent rebounding playoffs overall than Victor Wembanyama. So at a dog price, a one up, that would be the only place I could look.
You see the last 2 minutes report from the NBA yesterday?
Sure did, buddy.
Interesting choice of wording, says Brett Siegel from the NBA on the Castle Hart play with just over a minute left. Hart impedes Castle on his drive as Castle is incorrectly called for committing an out-of-bounds violation. I mentioned that in the recap yesterday. Brett Siegel says this quote-unquote impedes implies there was a foul, but they don't say it in the last two-minute report. Finally, total assists.
Oh, Zach texting in live to the show, and this is a great point. I would assume any of these that are tied, dead heat rules would apply.
Yes. Thank you, Zach. Our buddy Zach Cohen. Total assists, De'Aaron Fox has 25. Josh Hart has 21. Brunson has 20. Stephon Castle has 17. De'Aaron Fox with the 5-assist lead is at minus 340. That one is properly priced. He should be minus 340. But again, you don't know. One game, two games, three games, it still applies.
Okay, so this one's maybe the most fun one to me, Gil, because I think there is big-time chances that we see less De'Aaron Fox and less De'Aaron Fox in big-time moments. So if this series gets extended, yeah, you could talk. I think that Brunson price is jumping out to me.
Hey, Spurs, if you're going to go down, can you do it with Harper on the court?
Yes, please, God.
Hey, Steve Fezzik. On the other side, Fezzik Fridays. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.